This is Millennial Money Mindset. If you want the fruits, you need the roots. Money Mindset. I think that sounds all right. Today's episode is all about scams. So we are joined by author Erica Stanford, whose book Crypto Wars was Money Week's Book of the Week recently. Stay right until the end because we're going to give away how you can avoid being caught up in a scam yourself, how you can spot scams, and we talk about the world's biggest scams. This podcast is sponsored by the book Millennial Money Mindset. If you want the fruits, you need the roots. It's the investing guidebook to get you more money into your pocket, more time in your day, and less stress in your life. It's available on Amazon in print, Kindle, or Audible versions. We plant a tree for each copy bought so you can feel good about doing your part for the fight against climate change. So please like, please subscribe, and please tell a friend. Let's talk about your book. So super excited. I mentioned Crypto Wars, Fake Deaths, Missing Billions, and Industry Disruption. Amazing. It's I opened Money Week, and your book is Book of the Week. So congratulations, Erica. That's pretty cool.
That's super exciting. Thank you for sharing with that.
I
didn't know that until you mentioned it. So that is super exciting.
Ah, cool. So yeah,
a very nice surprise.
So yeah, so tell us essentially why did you write it?
So why I wrote it, I can only give all credit for the idea and inspiration and sort of urge to the publishers. It was their idea, and they approached me with it. So you know, credit and huge gratitude to them for that idea. A book called Crypto Wars about the biggest crypto hacks and scams. So I'd been involved in the sort of crypto scam space a little bit before then, and had really been looking into them a little bit before then. So I'd started with a podcast. I'd been sent a link in 2019, towards the end of 2019, to the Missing Crypto Queen podcast series.
And yeah.
That was the BBC did this absolutely incredible investigation into, it's called the OneCoin scam. So it was now thought to be the biggest scam in crypto. It's now estimated that they've made off of about $25 billion.
And, wow.
You know, who knows that might still be growing. And, you know, it's this absolutely remarkable and crazy story. It's this Ponzi scheme of a cryptocurrency project that actually never had its own cryptocurrency, and it was just this multi-level marketing Ponzi scheme that just got really, really big. So this was the first I'd, you know, really heard about it, and that they sort of closed it down and, you know, found out it was a scam, and law enforcement had been involved since 2017 when it got shut down. And, you know, there's several of the founders and people have been arrested, and they've been looking, the founder of this Bulgarian lady called Dr. Ruja Gnadova had basically found out that she was wanted by the FBI in 2017 and been on the run ever since. You know, nobody knows where she is, if she's still alive. Well, she's made off with a lot of money. Sort of estimations start about $500 million plus. So possibly she's had plastic surgery or paid people to hide her, or she's been killed. Who knows? It's this sort of incredible sort of where is she mystery of this missing founder of this massive Ponzi scheme, and how it got so big and how it got so bad. And, you know, it's a really sort of interesting case, because even after it's been shut down and you know, law enforcement after it, and the founder's gone on the run, or, you know, or being caught, who knows, and, you know, people have been arrested, and it's worldwide knowledge that this is a giant scam and nothing but a Ponzi scheme relying on no tech or anything, there's still people promoting it, and there's still events promoting this scam, and there's still, you know, over 100 people, if you just look on it on LinkedIn, promoting this scam still, and people, you know, some of you know it's a scam, just want to keep it going as long as it lasts, but there seem to be still some people who still believe that it's real. So it was just, anyhow, it's just incredible podcast series, and it was an incredible story. So I'd reached out to Jamie Bartlett, the guy who hosted that podcast, if he'd speak at one of our events. We, at the time, this is before lockdown, so we hosted the Crypto Curry Club, which was it's a really cool sort of in-person networking event and fun events in the crypto space that we held until lockdown. And I'd asked Jamie if he might you know, come and speak at one of our events, but totally not expecting a reply. I was just like, this is just too cool, I've got to try my luck. And he replied, and we had a sort of a mutual contact, and he said he'd heard about the Crypto Curry Club and I'd love to. So he came and spoke at one of our events at our Christmas Curry in 2019, and just gave the most incredible sort of stories, and, you know, stayed for hours answering everyone's questions, you know, and telling stuff that he could really go into so publicly on the podcast. And, you know, what was really interesting from that, because there were about 60 people there who were all, you know, from quite early in the crypto space, from our community. And from that event, quite a few other people came forward to me. And these are people that have sort of been in the crypto space since you know, early on, since, you know, really since the start of Bitcoin, and came up to me and told me their own stories of scams that they'd seen, and, you know, where they'd seen things that they thought were scams, and they tried to expose them and tried to warn people, and literally had death threats and being sort of contacted by organized crime, you know, to try and threaten them into not saying anything, and where they'd been trying to speak to law enforcement about various scams and literally just being, you know, had death threats. And I've heard so many stories now where people that have, you know, either tried to expose these scams or just gotten a little bit too close or on the wrong side of these scams, where, you know, whether there's death threats, where people have enough security, where people now won't say anything about them at all, where, you know, in one case where a government will warn them if certain people enter the country where they live, you know, for their own protection. So, you know, that was really interesting. And some of these people started, you know, I mean, you realize how big these scams are, and that they're not just run by individuals, that there's, you know, proper organized crime, there's mafia, there's sort of even government involvement in some cases, it seems. So, you know, that's pretty scary. But then I was brought into, you've got these Facebook groups and these sort of groups that run publicly on social media by some of the scams that are still going today. And, you know, either they're run by the scams or run by the sort of support group communities for the scams to sort of try and perpetuate them and to get more people to invest in them. And, you know, I was brought into these groups and just sort of sit there on the side just watching what's going on. You know, it's really sad in so many ways, because you've got people who, you know, are being scammed publicly there, you know, right there in front of your eyes, and they're just scamming each other. And, you know, you've got some people that try and say, you know, this is a scam. They just don't believe it, don't want to believe it, get shot down, get blocked. So it's still going on. There's so many people believe it. And, you know, it's really interesting when you get into these sort of Facebook and these social media groups run by the scams, because you see how, you know, how many people just continue to fall for them, but also why people do fall for them, because they're clever. The scams are really, really clever, really sophisticated, know exactly what they're doing, have access to the best sort of marketing, you know, people, and you know, they know exactly what they're doing. You've got this whole sort of persuasive sort of psychology tactics being used against people to get them to invest or to get them to believe in the scam. And, you know, the word most sort of bandied about that I can only say is the most accurate is cold. They're
okay.
The bigger ones are literally like a cold, where you've got people believing every word that they say, and, you know, when people invest and they get so caught up in it. And, you know, the worst thing is because the bigger ones now all run off this multi-level marketing pyramid structure, where they get paid commissions for everybody that they bring in. And this, yeah, like any good scheme, sort of like any good Ponzi scheme, they, you know, initially they pay out.
Yeah.
So people have got involved early, and then because they get paid good commissions to bring in their friends and families and communities, they do exactly that. So not only have they, invested their own money and lost that now, but they've, you know, also sort of lost their friends and family's money. So they don't want it to end. They don't want to believe that it might end. So it's just this whole sort of massive, you know, crazy scenario where you've got scams still running, even after it's sort of known that they're scams, because the people that have fallen for them don't want them to end.
Yeah, amazing. That's really interesting. So let's dig deeper into scams. So money worries tops a poll as the biggest cause of stress and worry today. So the National Office of Statistics did a report, and people are stressed and worried about money, and scams come under this. So I actually had I didn't actually get scammed, but I got a call from a random number saying it was my bank and that my bank was going to get shut down if I didn't contact them or send them kind of information. So I actually went into my bank and they said, no, this isn't the number. So there are a lot of scams out there and lots of people, everyone's worried about getting scammed. Obviously it's your hard-earned money. You don't want to lose your hard-earned money, but it's also the embarrassment of getting scammed and actually the kind of the shame of actually getting kind of caught up in this scam. Even intelligent people even are getting scammed. So I did a bit of research and online scams are rocketing. So Britons have lost 2.3 billion with a B. That's in 2021, and that's up 33%, and that's according to the Consumer Group, which
and that's the money.
This isn't just cryptocurrency. This is everything.
That's the money that people have said about.
Because, yeah,
like you say, probably the majority of people that fall for them don't say anything because they don't know what to do, or they don't know who to say, or they're embarrassed, or they don't think they can do anything. And I mean, you're right. The scams have massively shot up since lockdown, and not just crypto scams, all sorts of scams.
Yeah.
I mean, the cyber crime, you know, my parents every day get a one or two phone calls at least from HMRC or BT or their internet provider or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just scams, and there's email scams, there's social media scams, and the thing is, it's really not just crypto scams, and scams are so good, and, you know, like you say, intelligent people. Intelligent people fall for them all the time. It's nothing to do with that, because, you know, if you look at some of the scam websites, they now make websites that look really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes they'll take over, you know, either take over somebody's social media sites or websites, or they'll impersonate them and make them look so good that you wouldn't know if it's a scam or not. And then also they make all of these claims. So if you look at, you know, some scam websites, they'll make all of these claims like, oh well, we're regulated by so and so, or we've got our partners are so and so, or we're going to be listed on whatever global stock exchange, or, you know, our customers are such and such, or, you know, in our team or in our advisors and so people. So they list all of these brands and companies and logos and partnerships and people that people would know and trust and be familiar with, and say that they've got whatever working relationship with them. And, you know, people, why wouldn't you believe that? Because if you see that and you see, well, you know, we're listed on whatever, we're regulated by whatever, we've got Visa cards or MasterCards that we're going to give out to everybody, we've got blah 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 companies as our customers, and you know those companies, why wouldn't you believe that? Because you think they're big known companies, it must be real, they're not going to say that they're, or whatever it is, regulated by the FCA if they're not. But they do, and they just make up all of these claims. And, you know, because there's so many of these sites, you know, it's going to take a long time for the companies that they claim to have sort of, you know, work used or whatever to work out that they are you know, that they're being used without sort of knowing it. So they make all of these claims and have these sort of, you know, websites and everything. So if just at first glance, you probably would trust it, because they do whatever they can to reassure you and to make themselves look good, you know, built totally on a lie.
Yeah.
You know, there was even one we heard about recently, and I forgot the name of it, but they wanted to say that they were clearly FCA regulated, so they bought a different company that had been FCA registered and regulated, and then bought them out and then sort of transferred everything onto their domain name, so they could have, well, look, this is our company name, we own this company, and if you go on the FCA website or whatever it is, you can see our company name. So they won't stop at anything, and, you know, I think they have, because they're just making money out of thin air.
Yeah.
They have a lot of money, you know, and some of them will spend 10% of all of their money on the marketing, or if they're bringing in billions, that's, you know, potentially hundreds of millions of dollars that they can spend on marketing and on, you know, getting people to believe them. So it's really easy to see how people fall for them, and they make these really, really good claims that people want to believe.
So coming back to, although we're gonna touch on other scams and how you can avoid these scams. So I'm gonna give away a few tips at the end. So stay right with us. But I'm intrigued about specifically crypto scams. How do you know if it's actual crypto scam? So there's a difference between, obviously we all know, and we've talked about this in the podcast previously, that investing in any type of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is highly speculative. It's risky as well. It's high on the risk scale. So how do you know the difference between just someone who's actually starting a coin that's actually going to think that it's actually a genuine business, that they think it's going to be potential, it's going to grow over time? And how do you know if it's a scam? How do you know if that's not genuine, if that's not going to actually have a shot of actually making money? And how do you know it's actually a scam? I always think back to the internet bubble. I bought a company called lastminute.com at the height of the .com in the kind of 2000s. And kind of the irony of the lastminute.com was kind of lost to me at the time as the kind of the .com kind of boom and bust happened. And companies like Amazon.com, I've got some stats here as well. So Amazon.com dropped by 98.7%. So imagine that, you buy a company and it dropped, and now Amazon's seen as kind of pretty stable company. If you buy something on Amazon, you're probably gonna, it's pretty safe and secure. And then you've got Yahoo.com, and that dropped 96.4%. And then also Cisco, which is all Cisco Systems, that dropped 86%. So these were at the kind of the height of the kind of .com boom, and then it was a bust. And I'm sure a lot of times there was loads of these almost scams that were like pets. I remember at the time there was like pets.com. There was like all these kind of crazy businesses that essentially all they were the domain name, and they wanted to make a business. So I mean, sure, lots of money went into these kind of companies that were like pets.com or something, that was purely just the domain name, and it wasn't actually a business behind it. So coming back to crypto, how do you know that what you're speculating on or even investing in for the long term, how do you know if that's a real coin or if it's a real kind of investment? And how do you know if it's just a scam, someone's just trying to set this up and kind of trying to make your money, trying to take your money from you?
I mean, I'd love to tell you a sort of clear-cut answer that if you just, check these three things, then you'll know if it's a scam or not, and it just isn't, unfortunately. And as we say, some of them are really, really good and really hard to tell. In some cases, it's really hard. So I think with crypto scams, that sort of, if you're looking at the ecosystem as a whole, there's a sliding scale of scamminess. You've got some at sort of the extreme end that are clear-cut scams that are typically Ponzi schemes from the start.
So just to explain Ponzi schemes to the listener, there was a guy called, I can't remember his first name, but he was essentially his surname was Ponzi, and essentially encouraged the first layer of people to invest, and then encouraged their friends to invest, and then it essentially was a pyramid, and it kind of, like a house of cards, all fell back. Sorry to interrupt, just to kind of clear that technical thing.
And what you've now got with some of the worst sort of crypto scams is like you say, it's a pyramid scheme where the people who invest last pay up the ones who invested before them and so forth. And there comes a point when there's no one really left who will invest, or people find out that it's a scam and stop investing, and then the whole thing collapses because there's no new money coming in to pay the old. But what OneCoin brought into crypto, and it's the first sort of crypto scam that really did with this, they merged multi-level marketing with a sort of cryptocurrency. So multi-level marketing is like a Ponzi scheme, but you pay commission payouts to people that you bring in. So for example, I bring you in to invest in the scam. In some cases, they give you 100% of what you also invest, or they give you a high percentage of what you also invest, and then if you bring in somebody else, I also get a cut of that as to you, and so forth. So of course, the first people who get in do very well out of it, and there comes a point more and more people invest until there's no one left to invest, and the people at the end all lose out. So that they brought in these sort of multi-level marketing, really, really high incentive payouts to crypto scams. So going back to that, there's some that are just absolute scams from the start. Now tend to be run by people who are either organized criminals or sort of scam gangs that literally run from one to the next, or where the intention is literally to create a a scam from the start. And, you know, there are some ways one can tell, in the sense that they will tend to offer claims that are really, you know, too good to be true, almost, that, you know, they'll guarantee you'll get X percent a day or per month payout, or, you know, they make these claims because what they're looking to do is with cryptocurrency, with Bitcoin and crypto, it's not like with pounds, say, with fiat currency, where if your bank account gets hacked, for example, and somebody takes your money to use on something that you didn't pay for yourself, you can call your bank, they'll investigate, but they'll be able to, you know, block it and get your money back, and all is fine, typically. Whereas with Bitcoin, once you send a transaction, you've sent that transaction. So what the scams are looking to do is get you to send your Bitcoin, because once they've got your Bitcoin, that they've got it, and then, you know, basically tough luck. So there's all these sort of scams around, you know, companies saying, well, we're a really good crypto exchange, so we'll look after your crypto securely. So just send us your Bitcoin, we'll look after it securely, or we'll look after it more cheaply, or we'll give you this bonus offer or whatever. Some will say, well, we've got Bitcoin mining equipment, and that was one of the big ones, so we'll buy up this Bitcoin mining equipment. So just send us your Bitcoin, we'll mine more Bitcoin for you, which means that you'll get guaranteed profit.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the profit, but you don't have any of the stress. Or, you know, we've got this trading algorithm, this magical, wonderful trading algorithm, so just send us your Bitcoin, we'll trade it for you, and then we'll give you the guaranteed profit. So we've got this new cryptocurrency, just send us your Bitcoin, we'll invest it in this brand new, wonderful cryptocurrency, and, you know, it'll double in quantity, and it'll double in value, and it'll do all these amazing things, so that you're guaranteed to get X percent return every day. And, you know, all of them, what they've got in common is getting you to send your Bitcoin, because once you've sent your Bitcoin, then it's gone.
Yeah.
And so how to recognize it? It's partly because it's a claim that's a little bit too good to be true.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to take a step back. Well, there are, for example, crypto exchanges that are known, are public, are known to be relatively secure. Why risk maybe looking elsewhere? Or, you know, if anyone's got this amazing trading algorithm or whatever it is, why would they want to be sharing that? So, you know, I think it's taking a step back. But then, you know, often they will sort of make claims that if you really do a lot of investigation, like checking out all of the claims of all of their partnerships or, you know, whatever it is, you'll usually find one sort of red flag.
That,
I don't know, maybe they say, well, we're going to give, we're listed on whatever stock exchange, or we're going to give you whatever, you know, Visa, whatever payment card, and then, you know, you don't find any proof of that elsewhere. So I would say with any of those, just do a lot of digging into all of the claims. And if you see one red flag or one thing that isn't true, run away. And if there's any promises made or, you know, guarantees made, like you'll get X percent guaranteed return, run for the hills. But, you know, it's much bigger than that. And you asked about sort of the cryptocurrency coins themselves. Well, there's, you know, there's over 10,000 cryptocurrencies now, most of which are worthless. And
I wanted to cover the scams and how to avoid these scams. As we mentioned, so Britons have lost £2.3 billion this year, 2021, and that's up 33%, and that's according to the Consumer Group Which. So how to avoid these scams. So as I said, I bought a house this year, and you have to send your deposit over to your solicitor. And I was saying, make sure that you just send £1 over. Don't send it all over at once, and make sure that there was a case that happened recently where someone sent over £53,000 to a supposed their solicitor, and it was just one character out, and they essentially they lost all that money, £53,000, that hard-earned money they've saved up for their house deposit, and then they're about to buy a house, and then you've realised that you've sent it to a scammer rather than to your solicitor. So first of all, send over £1. This might sound really easy, really simple, really obvious, but yeah, just to reiterate. And then, so that's the first one. The second one is don't send out, don't give your personal details. If you are getting a call, hang up and then call them back. If they say they're calling from your bank, then don't, they're going to have a phone line that you can call them back on. Don't give out your details on an incoming phone line. And then thirdly, if you do think you're being scammed, report it to your bank or report it to the Financial Ombudsman Service. So this Financial Ombudsman Service, they're essentially a government body, and they're there to help you protect you. And also, I'm a money coach. I help people with their money every day. Ask me a question. Send me a message on social media and ask me, or if you want to go to a financial advisor, ask them. They're there to help protect you against scams and to know if something's covered under the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. So they're my three tips for the top to avoid being scammed. So hopefully that will help you out listening at home. But yeah, anything before we wrap up? Yeah, look, just anything else you want to talk about, your book and Crypto Curry Club? Tell us more about that. So yeah, kind of anything else you want to talk about, and yeah, if someone wants to come along to one of your Crypto Curry Club talks, how would someone do that?
Yeah, so the Crypto Curry Club, anyone can find out more at cryptocurryclub.com. So we have a weekly newsletter, the Crypto Courier, which just gives out totally for free all the biggest news of the week in crypto and blockchain and DeFi. That just condenses into super easy to read sort of bite-sized bullet points, so summing up everything you need to know in a quick sort of 5-10 minutes.
And how would they find that? How would they get onto that list?
That's on the website, so anyone can subscribe at cryptocurryclub.com. There's a subscribe button there. It goes out every Friday. We've got an industry publication, Blockchain Industry Review, that's out every month, except starting again in September. So that's an industry sort of publication with deep dive features and interviews in the space. And we've got a load of virtual events. So there's virtual events happening. We did, until lockdown, it was all in-person events with networking events in London and the main tech hubs in the UK, and also some sort of educational seminars and so forth. We do hope to start those again, just waiting for the COVID rates to die down.
And just a quick, little bit to before make sure we, sorry? But quickly before we say where you can get your book from, who's your being your favourite speaker? You mentioned one before. Any kind of ones that have been amazing, or who yeah. have you had on?
Or any? Well, Jamie Bartlett from the Missing Crypto Game was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. My all time favourite speaker that we've had on the virtual events. We've had so many, you know, incredible events. I mean, we've had a few. We've had a guy called John Orr, who's climbed Everest numerous times and fell 70 wow. foot down a crevasse, and is doing sort of all these studies into how the snow is melting and the effects they're having, not related to crypto in any way. I just saw his profile and I was like, wow, you look amazing. So we've had some incredible people. I mean, my all-time favorite virtual speaker since it's lockdown is a guy called Johnny Hards, and is his partner, the business partner Adam. So Johnny was the founder of Countrywide, the estate agency wow. rental division. So he's been basically sort of the number one go-to man in the UK for I think for over about 40 years now, 40 years in real estate rentals. We've had him on twice now, and he came and just gave the most incredible overview I've ever heard of sort of the history of real estate rentals and how the different acts came in and tenant protection season and how it used to be, and you know how bad some of the rental flats used to be, and then just the sort of the changing history of sort of real estate rentals, and you know, and what's it, well, where it's at now and the problems they're having now and all the inefficiencies that probably everyone's aware of in the rental industry now. But also because he's now, I think, on the board of a blockchain startup that uses blockchain, and they're just absolutely just killing it in the real estate rental space. They've got this solution called OpenRex, and it's basically a sort of a Rightmove challenger, but it costs estate agents, I think it's like £100 a month. So they've got all this data, and tenants can enter their details just once. And instead of going around agency after agency after agency and paying a load of money every time, you just enter your details once and it's stored over there, and then they can be shared, and tenants get sort of basically reward points that sort of serves to improve like a credit score every time they pay their rent time, and that shows you can afford this rent, therefore you can afford this mortgage and so forth. So, you know, incredible startup, but I don't know, I geek out on history and hearing really cool stories, and Johnny Hards now from OpenRex just gave the best sort of story I've heard about the history of rental. So that was fascinating.
Amazing.
Fascinating. But we've had some incredible people on.
Ah, amazing.
That's just my personal favourite.
Ah, cool. So Crypto Wars, Fake Deaths, Missing Billions and Industry Disruption. So thank you so much, Erica. Where can they, if someone listening at home saying, that sounds amazing, I really want to read this book, where would they find that?
Please do. So it's about all of the biggest hacks and scams in crypto. So it just gives some sort of deep dive, juicy stories about how they came about, how they got so big, how they're still going on, why people fall for them, how they manage to trick so many people, and you know, also a bit of positivity about cool use cases of crypto at the end. In super, super, super easy to read language. My you know, slightly elderly dad kindly guinea pig read it twice for me and confirmed it's very easy reading, and everyone confirms that. So it's available from all good bookstores. It's available from Amazon. It's available from the main bookstores like Waterstones, Foyles, Blackwell's, W.H. Smith's. I think W.H. Smith listed it as their business book of the month. That was cool. Super by. And also direct from the publisher, so KoganPage.com. And they're giving a 20% off discount. So if anyone does want to get it from the publisher, there's a discount code, which is CryptoWars20, so 20, which gives 20% off. And they also, they do a sort of a bundle thing where you get the physical book and the digital version sort of included in the price for that.
Amazing. So, and it was Book of the Week by Money Week, and it was described as a rollicking read by Matthew Partridge.
I love that description. I will and share it with
before you go, any books that you recommend, or any quotes that you like, or anything funny happened to you recently, just to wrap up?
Gosh, I'd love to tell you that I've had the time or energy to read books of late, but I haven't. I've been an absolute philistine. So no, I keep joking. I would love to take a reading holiday and actually catch up and read some of the books that I've both got on a pile sitting waiting for me to read.
Audiobooks are the secret. I love audiobooks. If you ever...
The sources of that whatsoever at the moment, which is very bad.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of audiobooks. I almost feel like I'm cheating by listening. As I'm walking around, you kind of save your time by listening.
Well, I used to do that when I was walking into the city, but I don't do that anymore. So, yeah.
But if there's no book, you're welcome to say Millennial Money Mindset. If you want the fruits, you need the roots.
It's a
shameless plug from me, but...
happy to go with that.
And it's also available on Audible and Kindle and print. But yeah, thank you so much. That's been fascinating about scams. I've learnt loads, so really appreciate your time. And yeah, hopefully the listener has learnt loads as well. So this has been Millennial Money Mindset. If you want the fruits, you need the roots. Thanks so much for joining us. Please like, please subscribe, please tell a friend. Erica Stanford, and check out the book Crypto Wars. And yeah, thanks so much for joining us, Erica. This has been the Millennial Money Mindset podcast. If you want the fruit, you need the roots. This podcast has been sponsored by the book Millennial Money Mindset. If you want the fruit, you need the roots. It's the investing guidebook to get more money into your pocket, more time in your day, and less stress in your life. It's available on Amazon in print, Kindle, or Audible versions. We plant a tree for each copy bought so you can feel good about doing your part for the fight against climate change. We also offer an investing course called Football Formation Asset Allocation. Build your own investing team. It's a simple 5-step method. Go to Udemy learning platform and search Football Formation Asset Allocation to start your investing journey today.
Money Mindset.
I think that sounds all right.